Sí. Good evening. Can you hear me already out there? There we go. Thank you. Okay. Waiting for Liz to come back in the room. Should we read this one?
The back of this, sir.
Yeah. Next page. Great. Halfway down.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, Jim, I guess I'm still on mic there. I have looked at that end of term grant. You and I discussed a week and a half ago or so. I made some notes on it the next day or so. I got a big project tomorrow. The next day or two, I'll type it up and send it to you so we can send it off to Lisa. That's the, not the DEP grant, this is the FEMA grant for the forestry truck.
Okay, you got a copy of the sheet we got to fill out?
I printed it out, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Nick, give me 2 days. I'll have it to you in your office.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine. But nobody's screaming for it. It's late already, but okay. Thank you.
Yep. Well, the thing we got to do is with the warm weather coming on us now, we've got to talk about the dry hydrants that we talked about in the meeting back in August, September. Time to get working on this. Where'd she go? Elizabeth!
Tonight. Just go out, just back 1,000 gallons of water, back collection.
Yep, that's what they're doing right tonight. Yep.
Hopefully it works.
No, but then we've got one that needs repairs. Tinkerpond needs some repairs and looking at a couple of the new ones.
Call the meeting in order.
You hear John? Danny, you hear John? Okay.
Public comment. I didn't get any yet. We need approval of the minutes. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Favor.
Aye.
And bills are wandering around. And correspondence, I didn't get anything. Any correspondence?
That's for a month right there. You may want to just show that to Danny since he's on Zoom. Just a stack of it. And then here's all your bills, the financial reports. They're all done by month, separated out. And the there's a recap, the latest recap from the finance department's on here for the end of the year coming up. So we'll talk about a little bit coming up here.
And it's got term of my member of being on the fire commission is expiring on July 1st.
Make a motion to
extend that.
No, that's, it's up to the town, because I'm a town. I'm not one of the fire department ones. The town, we have to send a letter to the town.
I think you're right.
And ask them if they would
reappoint. That's yep. Accurate.
How long would that be for? That's a little.
The town clerk would be able to tell you what the term length is.
Reappointment from chief.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was 5 years ago. I'll tell you. That's when you're getting old.
No, you sat home with your foot for a long time.
That was a year, 14
yeah,
months.
That's why it took your time, yeah. So, all right, for the last month since our meeting, 43 calls, emergency calls. Motor vehicle accident. We went mutual aid to motor vehicle accident in Vernon for that fatal over there. We had three cover assignments. Brush fire. Just did a brush fire in Vernon the other night. We had a trailer fire on the highway, which probably be discussed. Unfortunately, two overdoses that were code ones, and a lot of medical calls. So, all on the apparatus financial budget. All the apparatus has been pump tested and DOT tested. Complete. We've got rescue 134 with no serious injuries that were encountered on any of the trucks. Guess that means the trucks are being taken care of well by the staff here. Rescue 134 is going in for service on May 15th for its annual DOT and checkup. That will be going to Firematic. It was interesting because there was a Facebook page post that why is a boat and fire truck in
Waterbury
at 7 o'clock in the morning? Mm-hmm. It was coming back from service at one of the best service stations in the state of Connecticut, Gowans Night. We've got hose and ladder testing this coming Thursday here. Outside company coming in. They test every year for us. We'll be using the cistern at the high school. That's been all approved by all different parties already. SCBA fit testing, go along with OSHA standards, will be here May 1st, which is the night of our annual meeting. And I'm waiting for the schedule for all the SCBA units to be recertified, and that usually happens in May, first part of June. So all the apparatus and our mobile equipment that we use is pretty good shape. Training recently, we did cold water rescue drill, OBGYN, part of our EMS drill, a forcible entry. We rented a forcible entry door from Eastern Connecticut Fire School. It's down in the bay here. The guys and gals turned around and took some hammers and beat it apart pretty good a week ago. And then we also shared it with the Andover Fire Department, who came down here last Wednesday night, part of the mutual aid program there. Also, they're out doing dry hydrant follow-up or clean-outs tonight, just make sure everything's working properly. Fire department. So we'll have election of officers. So that's what I got. Excuse me. That's what I got, unless you got any questions.
The fire marshal.
Good evening, everybody. As Bruce alluded to, we did do one fire investigation since our last report. And that was for a trailer fire on the highway. I imagine that the beginning of the incident was quite interesting. I wasn't there for that part, but according to the chief, there was a lot of black smoke and not a lot of visibility on his arrival. This was a situation where we had a truck hauling a trailer. The trailer was rated for 20,000 pounds. And based on the equipment that was on the trailer, it had close to 30,000 pounds on the trailer. While the state trooper on scene did not feel that that was a factor in the fire, my determination is it's really the only factor. What based on the witness testimony, which was the driver of the vehicle, he heard a pop. and looked out his rearview mirrors. And on his right side, he saw sparks. He stopped the vehicle, and there was a small fire on the tire. And the tires ensued in fire, and then the second tire gave way. And while these tires were burning, he decided to remove the equipment from the trailer, which he did successfully. But that was, in fact, the cause of the fire. I don't believe he was given any tickets by the state police, and the truck squad did not come out to do an investigation. So that is our finding on the event.
The state police report on that is as big as was presented to us that night with a trooper.
Yeah.
Has been submitted to the state. I do need you to turn around and get some information so we can finish up the ESO report on the fire marshal side there.
Okay. Yeah, my report's about two thirds done. I just haven't finished putting it all together. I did all the research, got all the photos together, started writing it, but I can get that wrapped up pretty quickly.
Thank you, sir.
Is Bill with us tonight or not?
Yep, he's smiling at you.
All right, his turn now.
Jim, if you need a hand putting that report into ESO, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that endeavor.
Well, I believe the chief expects you to put it in the ESO after I finish compiling it.
Okay, no problem. All right. Under activities since last meeting, all the inspections have been going on, as I stated previously, have been put into ESO with the exception of 890, because there's been so many. I'm still trying to figure out what's the best course of action, because I have been attaching my paper copy, which Jim wants to continue paper. So we got paper in a file. We're going to copy on the town server in a fire marshal's folder, ESO, and I'm just trying to figure out how to do 890, because I'm trying to attach them all. So in the future, somebody can look at ESO and open up old reports and see. Anyway, Capital Region Fire Marshal Association meeting in Hartford. And then the 29th went to the Fire Prevention Poster Recognition Award Ceremony in East Hartford.
How many people attended that?
A lot. There must have been 200.
Wow.
Yeah, the winner, the state winner, because they announced at this meeting, the state winner was actually from East Hartford.
Oh, yeah?
And they had all the posters from the state all lined up so everybody could take a walk over and look at everybody else's posters. It was nice.
Sweet.
And I'm sure the family had a good time. Caitlin, the teacher, had a good time. It was, you know, it was, hopefully it inspires others, you know, when people talk. So yep. For next year.
Good.
Under inspections, 890 Boston Turnpike, I did 6 inspections since the last meeting, 6 more. And then I did one with the new building official. I gave him the grand tour. And while we're on tour, he also inspected the fire escape, which did not pass the building of officer or building officials area of expertise. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, if he's been collaborating with Randy. Mm-hmm. So that's almost it's almost done. Let's put it that way. But I must say,
I don't think that's accurate, Bill. I think it's far from being done. And I think we're in a position now where we've got to involve the state prosecutor's office. She had 15 days to get this done, and it's now like 60 days.
Okay.
So some work has been done, but if none of it meets the requirements of the building code, the abatement order that you issued under my direction indicated that it had to be done within 15 days with a building permit to code. Again, you know, we're more like 60 days at this point, and it's still an unsafe means of egress from the structure. So I think, you know, next week you and I are going to have conversations about engaging the state housing prosecutor's office and moving forward to take it to court. Okay. She's not going to learn otherwise.
Right. I don't, did Rich talk to you about it?
I spoke to him about it today.
Okay. Yeah. So I, like I said, he was supposed to talk to you about it, you know, get brought up to speed on what's going on over there. But I agree with you. You know, just it's always a story. I agree with you. But as far as the rest of the building goes, anyway, every single apartment's been inspected. All the doors are now functioning as intended. All the fire doors, there were like four or five that were installed and didn't work like they should. All the smoke detectors are working. DeBalda was out there last week and they inspected the main fire alarm system, which goes to Central Station. So if there's anything in the hallway, you guys will get notified. Fire department will get notified.
I was told by a resident over there, the fire alarm was going off last week at night for about 5 minutes. Never knew about it.
Yeah, we haven't been over there.
No.
If the main fire alarm system activates, then it's being monitored, then you're supposed to get a call.
I know it. Yeah, I just said one of my little friends over there made that comment.
Well, I got a spy there too.
The other thing, I did take a walk through the basement the other day. Basement floor, I went in. I didn't walk all the way up the fire escape. I went up to two landings. I didn't go to the top. But then down in the basement, the electrical room in the main hallway. So you undo a latch, open that up. There's a whole bunch of boxes and junk in front of the breaker panels. Those are new breakers in that. As you come in the outside door, the first set of panels you get to, not heading down to the fire alarm door.
Those first panels, those are all brand new.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to separate all these individual units so that they pay for electricity.
It looks like
they're non-functioning.
Oh, they're non-functioning.
No, because the electrician wants another $30,000 or $50,000 to finish it. So it never got completed.
So it's just a storage closet.
Are you talking about the new panels in?
Yeah.
Each
individual. So those are not working?
No, there's nothing in them. They're all
so it's just storage closet. Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah.
So, but they put in a new carpet. They put in a new carpet because every day things change there. I can go there every week and find something. So they were putting a new carpet in. Mm-hmm. And when I was with the new BO, we're going down through the ground level and they're dragging the carpet along. It must have snagged a baseboard heater and destroyed it. Wires are hanging out. So unfortunately that got taken care of right away, but then one of the electrical rooms, I went to open it and the carpet was in front of the door. So you got to peel the carpet back to open the door up. And, it's always an adventure, but
okay.
So with the exception, I guess with the exception, I stand corrected, with the exception of the fire escape, like I said, we'll get together with Jim and the building official and try to,
is the fire escape safe for our guys to go up in it? If you had a call.
I ran up and down a number of times, but like Jim said, it doesn't meet code. So
I wouldn't put more than a couple people on there.
Okay.
Just a point.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of like the bridge over on Mark Anthony. Drives a little truck, but don't put anything big in there.
Yeah.
That's another best friend.
I would not run a crew on a hose line up that fire escape.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Just want to clarify that while we're
okay. Go to the aerial, use that as a
yep.
Use that as a stamp
entrance
stamp
pipe.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
speaking of Mark Anthony, by chance, since it's rained the other night, have you had any eyes on that bridge down there? See if any changes?
No, sir. I have not been down there.
Well, you've got a few things on your mind, so I understand that's not a major one. It's, we would take a ride someday. Oh, you're in that neighborhood. When you go see mom and dad, stop in. All right.
Okay, moving on. Randy and I did a new business inspection, the Candle Collaborative 299 Boston Turnpike. It's going to be a candle making business and beer cans.
That's your old Thai restaurant?
Yes, the old Thai restaurant. So she said, I don't know, within the next couple of weeks, it should be opening up. And, you know, so that's one spot. Candles and beer cans.
Yeah.
Beer cans.
She goes out and she.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go out to bars and multiple different places and have candle parties. Yeah. From what I've read about. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Three burning permits were issued and inspections. One thing I just want to mention, did you notice today where I sent the guy down at 60 West Street wanted to burn today because he could. But his permit expired. So one nice thing about ESO is if you fool around in there enough, you'll find that you can just reissue the same permit, the same permit number. So without filling out all the paperwork again, you just reissue it with different dates. So I did that and I sent a copy to Kathy, yep. Kavanaugh gets a copy, and you.
I send it to all my fire officers. Every time you do that, and you've done it, I send it to all the fire officers.
Because there's probably two or three other permits that expired because nobody could burn.
Yeah.
For the past couple of weeks. So, but that's what's nice about ESO. You just reissue using the same permit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Georgina's annual inspection. And then three Brandy Street apartments have been done. So I only got two small buildings left. I already gave them the paperwork, haven't heard back. Is 666 Boston Turnpike, the Fish property, and Landy Construction over here. Bill, what's his name?
Phillips.
Yeah, so I already dropped the paperwork off. Now it's a couple of weeks ago, so I got a follow-up. So that's all for this year. And that's it so far.
Bill, have you heard anything from the school about the replacement fire curtain?
No. I can certainly get a hold of John and find out about that. Last time I talked to him, he said there was only one bidder, and it looked like a no-brainer as far as purchasing it or whatever fancy dancing you need to do to get through finance. But he did say they're going to purchase it from this company. So,
yeah, I think they're planning to purchase it out of end of year funding.
Okay.
Speaking of end of year funding, fire prevention hats and books and all that kind of stuff. If there's any money left over, maybe we look at that before we wait till September to order again.
Yeah, because we have events happening during the summer.
Sure.
You know, we may have some things happening. So we do have some funding.
Okay.
So we will be restocking that stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. I did on the emergency contact list that I sent to you and Kathy got the latest from TN updated. Bill will be updated as the burn-in official on that paperwork. So,
Lance did say, I called Lance today when I saw his name on that paperwork. He indicated he would stay on as a burning official so that if Bill was on vacation, somebody could issue permits.
Who do you want to be the first phone call?
It should be Bill. Bill's the paid guy at this point.
Good.
Okay. But Lance can stay on the paperwork.
Okay.
I called him to check with him today.
Pretty good.
So he's going to keep his certification. So,
well, as he said, his certification is good for probably four more years.
Right. Because what I have been doing, I've been sending him a copy every time I issue a permit. And I stopped because he left. But I can just continue to do that.
Check well, he doesn't
email have, address.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a town email address anymore.
Right. Okay. No, I got to look and see if he's got a person. Oh, and it brings up a whole nother subject. I have a town email address, I'm being told. I've never seen it. Apparently there's a few emails in there. I don't know what it is or how to get into it.
Okay. Reach out to Kathy and she can cut a ticket to the IT guy to get you in there. If you're not going to use it, we should just eliminate it.
I don't even know what's there. So let me look in it, see what's there, and we can make that decision. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good.
What's up, Bill? Old business.
Say thus.
Well, not everybody's old.
One thing is the fire chief posting. Is that what that is?
Okay. I have it. This was what we just worked on today. This is like the final of the fire chief listing. You also have to go with your
different format.
Yeah.
This is the format of the SOGs that we've been doing across the board for all of them now. Yep. And I've done this on individuals, so now we can take and if we make a change, we don't have to change the whole book. We can change each individual SOG. Yep. Elected by Bolton Fire Department. Elected candidates subject to fire commission approval by Town of Bolton Charter, Section 7.4B. Okay.
And I think Pam is going to email me this too, so I can send it as an email to the email group too, if you want that.
Send it to who?
Pam. Pam's going to send this as an email to me too.
Oh.
So if it, you want it like emailed to you, I can do that too.
Okay. I think hard copy is good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the last part. It says, you know, changes can be made. We got to post it for 30 days.
Standard procedure.
Yeah.
Good. Right.
Well, you won't have to do that if you're doing the whole SOG, right? Right now, you won't have to. This will get done in the SOGs, right?
Yes.
So when you do, when you approve the SOGs, you won't have, this won't be a separate thing.
No, yeah.
That makes it easy. This is pretty much the same as what we had.
We tweaked a few things to it.
Did you?
But it pretty much follows the original one that I sent.
The minimum qualifications.
Yeah.
Nice. Would it be a Class B license, not a 2?
No, Q is a
no, drive. 2. You get a Class 2 license.
2 with a Q. That's right, or greater, which would be CDL.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it should be two different things. It's not Class 2 would be CDL or a Q endorsement.
Okay, I didn't know they had the Class 2 anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Class 2 license or Q endorsement or greater.
Okay.
In other words, you have a tractor trailer. You
cover that's a class one. Okay.
No, it looks good. It's pretty much the same, just different format. The qualifications are bars. Well, it's not something where it's going to kick somebody out.
No,
that isn't qualified. You think we don't need to make a motion? It's just going to be part of it.
I would. Okay. Do you agree with this?
Yep, but I agree with you. So I'm
because you're because yeah. The fire commissioner is the ones that are approving the nominations for the two positions, chief and deputy chief. So I think this is worthy of a motion to make be put on paperwork. Yeah.
I agree. For what it's worth, I agree.
So I'll make a motion to accept the job description for fire chief.
For any new future fire chief coming on board.
Yep.
For any new future fire chief coming
for a new fire chief coming on board.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Y'all is old business.
I'm just curious, the budget. We've got the any changes? Does to the proposed budget that's out there?
Nothing that I've heard of yet, you know, for it's the conversation that Jim and I,
as far as.
Yeah, from what Jim and I have had conversation with, it stayed the same. You do have a town meeting coming up on the 25th, Jim?
Well, there's a public hearing of the Board of Finance is presenting the budget to the public tomorrow evening.
Yep, okay.
And then that will adjourn to town meeting in May. And then the referendum is at the end of May.
Correct. Yep.
And I will tell you that I was under the weather last week and awaiting the birth of my two grandchildren. So I did not make the public hearing last week. So I don't know what happened at the Board of Finance meeting last week, but I believe that the budget is moving forward for tomorrow night's presentation with both the town and Board of Education budget intact, and no changes were made by the Board of Selectmen to the budget that was presented to the Board of Finance. So after the meeting tomorrow night, depending on what the Board of Finance gets for feedback from the public, they could reduce the budget. But that will just be an amount. Right. We won't know where that would get applied. And that's what's going to happen from here forward through the rest of the process. Is it if we go to referendum and it fails, they will convene a meeting and they will make decisions about cuts. They can't, the charter doesn't allow them to do anything other than reduce the budget. Doesn't have to be by much, could be by a dollar. But anytime the referendum fails, they are obliged to reduce the budget. So that's what will happen. And then once the budget finally passes, the Board of Selectmen will put together a final budget, which, depending on how much gets cut, you know, some could be reduced from the fire department budget.
So we're still.
I usually try to keep the lines of communication open with departments so that they know what we think is going to happen. But until the Board of Selectmen vote on it, I won't even really know.
Fair statement. Good. Okay. If you're available tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Could you go there? I'm going to be out of town.
What time is it?
I believe it's you should check the town website for accuracy. Yeah.
Okay.
But I believe it's 7 o'clock.
The sign out in front of the firehouse has it on also.
And it is available by Zoom. If you can't be there in person, you can't vote if you're not there in person, but you can participate.
Good. Okay. Any other old business? About the on schedule?
Yeah, I have not had a conversation with the Firematic in a couple of weeks, two and a half weeks now. So I'm assuming we're still on schedule, looking at September probably. Have they arrived?
Are we done with all the planning?
Pretty much, yes. I have not. We've had several meetings, a lot of conversation back and forth. There's one other thing I'm going to bring up to them, but basically we're done. Yep, basically we're done. Should be a very nice truck for the citizens of Bolton going forward. Yep.
New business. Now, how are we gonna? We don't. I tried calling again. I didn't get an answer. I did. I just didn't get an answer.
You got busy, Cindy? Texting. We know that works, right, Jim?
At least for chief and deputy chief, it's the same. As is.
Right.
So there's no changes to that.
No. So by rights, the fire department is supposed to, the president was supposed to pass a letter down to the fire commission. As you know, in the past, it's been a.
So we need to be nudged or reminded.
You shouldn't have to. The president of the organization. Right. When her husband was president of the organization, we didn't have any problems. So.
That's because I didn't.
Bob was the temporary secretary during that last meeting.
Right.
So.
Plan B.
Verbally, just pass on what happened at that meeting. And it's in print that you just sent me if you want to read it.
Yeah. So at the last monthly meeting in April, there was a nomination for Chief Dixon and for Deputy Chief Mike Aramita for those positions to be voted on at the next May meeting, which is the current slate.
Right, so existing chief was nominated to be chief again. Yeah. You want the verbiage on it?
I assume those nominations were accepted.
By the fire department, they were.
Right here. Well, by the two candidates.
Yes. They were.
Right. The minutes, it said, you know, for the 2023-24 term elections, motion made and passed and nominate the following individuals: Chief Bruce Dixon, Deputy Chief Mike Aramita. Those are the only two.
Right now, the chair of the fire commission is trying to get a hold of the president of the fire department incorporated. Again.
Yep.
All right.
So we go off the verbal, and then we'll, if there's any change or something like that, then we'll have to bring it up. And
it could be dovetailed with the minutes that have been presented right here, and I'll have, I won't give a copy to Janet, but you know, there's a temporary secretary just read the minutes to you.
Okay.
That pertain to that particular thing.
So make a motion and we accept those.
Yes, I'll make a motion to accept those nominations.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
You're stuck thank again.
You. Well, thank God.
There's a conversation going into this. This will be the last time you'll have to make a statement. The next meeting in April next year will be someone else different we talk about. So
we'll discuss it with your wife.
Yep. Been a nice ride. Interesting.
Okay. Any other new business? I guess we should adjourn.
Second. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Here.
Right. Aye.
That means time to go back and look at the grandbaby pictures of Jimmy.
Yeah. My wife is with him right now, so she should be on her way home shortly.
Why don't you tell the population at the meeting here, because a couple of the women are saying, what are we talking about?
Well, on Wednesday, I went from being the grandfather of one to the grandfather, being grandfather of three. I have identical twin baby girls now that can call me grandpa someday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. They're beautiful. My daughter says they squeal like pterodactyls.
This is being recorded. This is being recorded, so be careful.
Yeah. I haven't personally witnessed that yet, but I imagine that they have some pretty good lungs when they're hungry. So
good.
Excellent. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you so much. And good meeting. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you all soon.
See you later. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.